Hello?
Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Tiffany. How can I assist you today?
All right, so this is Rarity Gadgets, correct?
We're a third-party customer service for a variety of different products. May I have your zip code so I can better assist you?
48122.
Thank you. And your name?
Mark Daniels.
Thank you, Mr. Daniels. Can I get you to verify your address for me?
17970 Hannah Street, Melvindale, Michigan, 48122.
Okay, thank you. Now I am showing here on February the 1st, you paid the shipping and handling costs. Let's see here on, like maybe it was some EarPods.
Yep.
Okay.
It was supposed to be AirPods.
All right. That was actually a 14-day trial. We shipped the product out to you that you test the product out, and you were supposed to call in and cancel within 14 days. If not, then on that 15th day is when you would bill for the full cost of the product.
Okay, so I didn't understand that. So I didn't realize I had to call or cancel anything.
Yes.
It said I had one from T-Mobile. I had one something, and it could be AirPods. So I, you know, went ahead with that and then paid for the shipping and handling for that. But I didn't realize it was some sort of free trial for anything.
Yes,
that I had won a prize. So I didn't realize there was any sort of subscription or anything involved with that. You know, when you win a prize, you don't expect somebody to be sneaking in some sort of subscription.
Well, yes, it was actually in the terms and conditions. It was about asking you maybe where you 18.
Do you ever read terms and conditions?
I actually do.
They're 3 pages long, and you're not going to sit and read them all.
I mean, I actually do because I'm, you know,
I can barely hear you now.
I mean, I actually do read my terms and conditions because, you know, especially with ordering anything offline. I mean, I personally don't believe anything is free.
No, well, I figured it was from T-Mobile, my phone company, and so I thought it was legit.
I mean, it definitely is legit. Now, if you would have called in the council, you wouldn't have been charged the $59.
Well, I need to cancel it.
Okay, well, the charges are
And I'm
going to
be taking this up with my bank and get my money back.
Okay, I completely understand. Now, bear with me one moment.
Because I have another company just out of the blue trying to take money to me. I try contacting them, and they don't respond. So what is this subscription supposed to be for? What do I even get for my $70?
I mean, I can offer you a 50% refund today if you can keep the product.
Keep what product? These junky-ass wannabe AirPods?
Okay, I
understand.
Worth
maybe $10?
I understand you.
It was supposed to be a reward. I won these. It didn't say anything about try them out and review them or anything like that.
Yes, sir, it did. It was in terms and conditions.
Not in main thing, which says you're a winner. You won. It doesn't say, oh, here, we'll give you these and try these out. It didn't say that. And you won these free of charge. Just got to cover the shipping handling, which I did.
Okay. Bear with me 1 second, sir.
So when you win a prize, they make you pay for it later?
I mean, like I said, sir, if you would have called in council, the only thing you would have been paying was the $5.97. You just have to make sure you read your terms and conditions.
But you're telling me you can charge me 50% and I can keep these. Otherwise, I have to return them?
Yes.
How is that winning a prize?
Okay.
Oh, we're going to give you a prize, but if you don't cancel within 15 days, we're going to charge you $70, but otherwise you have to return them. That's not winning anything.
I mean, I understand, sir, and I understand your frustration. However, like I was stating it is in the terms and conditions about.
They're crooks. They're stealing people's money.
Okay, so would you like this 50% refund today, sir, and you be able to keep that product?
I want 100% refund.
All right. So, Seth, if you want 100% refund, you would definitely have to return that product. I can give you half off today, and you'll get the other half when we receive the product.
No, it ain't going to work. I'm going to contact my bank Monday morning.
Okay. Just bear with me 1 second, sir. See, can I get this refund back to you? Because I don't want you to go dispute with your bank. They're going to
I'm going to dispute it with my bank, and they're going to get all my money.
Okay. Well, they're going to actually turn around and call us, sir, but I'm going to go ahead and get you this money refunded back.
Go ahead. They can call you, but they're going to still get my money back.
Okay, sir. They're just going to call and verify the information that was given.
I screenshot where it says you have won a free iPod. Free.
Yes, but it's
not,
also in
you've won a free trial.
Okay, so I
not
can go ahead and
free
get
try this out.
I have this counsel for you, and you did receive your refund of $69.97. I have the cancellation number ready for you.
All right.
C as in cat.
Uh-huh.
1675. E as in Eric.
Yep.
E as in Eric again. 3707.
Thank you.
All right. Was there anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.